This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, from the Marketplace desk of organizations playing fast and loose with your data, this question, why the delay? Yahoo, Target, the Office of Personnel Management, and now last week we learned about Equifax. Different hacks on different scales, yes, but with different consequences for consumers as well. All of them, though, have at least one thing in common. A distinct lack of prompt disclosure that their customers had been put at risk. Equifax knew in July that sensitive data of 143 million people had been hacked. We found out, as I said, last week, 6 weeks after the fact. And there were big gaps with all those other companies as well, gaps that put consumers at additional risk. So we asked Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to find out what is up with the waiting.
How long can a company hide the fact that your data has been hacked? Depends on where you live. Chi-Chi Wu is with the National Consumer Law Center.
48 states have laws that govern notification about security breaches. Most of them use a standard of, you know, as soon as reasonably possible.
There's a lot of wiggle room in what's reasonably possible. Chester Wisneski of cybersecurity firm Sophos says there are some good reasons why companies delay, like waiting for law enforcement, or
they want to be sure that they're not notifying everyone and creating undue panic and also undue cost, of course, because there is a cost associated with every victim.
Equifax kept quiet about its data breach for 6 weeks. The company said in a statement it notified victims, quote, as soon as we had enough information. Some consumer advocates and lawmakers have called for federal laws mandating how long companies can wait before revealing a data breach. Mark Rottenberg is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. He wants stronger notification rules.
But if that national standard operates at a lower level than the protections that the states are currently offering, or discourages states from developing new protections that Washington hasn't thought of, that would be a mistake.
Protections like the ability to call in a credit freeze, a move many are making now. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.